Madam President, we welcome the delegation of Papua New Guinea to the third cycle of the EPR process and thank them for their comprehensive national report. Botswana welcomes steps undertaken by Papua New Guinea to capacitate law enforcement officers to fulfill their task of protecting victims of domestic violence, particularly gender-sensitive training to male officers and the development of a gender equality and social inclusion policy for the police. We observe with concern that a quarter of children aged 6 to 18 years old are not in school and nearly half of the adolescents aged 10 to 19 years old have no formal education. We encourage Papua New Guinea to provide free education in order to reduce long-term repercussions on human capital development and widening of the gender gap in education. Furthermore, we know that Papua New Guinea has overdue reports with respect to some human rights mechanisms and bodies such as the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women and the Convention on the Rights of the Child. We call on Papua New Guinea to expedite implementation of obligations under treaty bodies to which it is a party. Botswana wishes to recommend that Papua New Guinea 1. Ratifies the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, and secondly, ratifies the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. We wish Papua New Guinea a successful UPR outcome. I thank you, Madam President.